It's the WEOL Morning Show. And you can hear on WEOL, select Lake Erie Crushers games. And joining us this morning is the general manager from the Lake Erie Crushers, Rick Muntean. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. What a beautiful day.
Yeah. Good win last night. And
absolutely.
More with the Windy City Thunderbolts, I suppose, for a couple more, and then a weekend series. Right. But tonight, a very special guest is going to be at the All-Pro Freight Stadium. Talk about that.
Yeah, we got Charles Ramsey coming over. Of course, you know, he put out a book, and he's going to be signing copies of his book at the ballpark tonight. Very interesting gentleman, Mr. Ramsey. Of course, I'm sure everybody realizes who he is, the fellow that saved the three kidnapped girls in Cleveland and made international news with it, basically for his candor. And if you've read the book, you realize that he is quite a character. It's not certainly not for the children, the book, but he he was in the right place in the right time and acted courageously. And we're letting our fans say thank you to Charles for what he did.
What's the circumstances where you get a person like Charles or other type of celebrities or people who have a sort of an interest to the public, get them to the ballpark? What's the process for that?
Well, basically, you try to find a contact, somebody that either you know or you know of. Contact them, ask them about the possibilities, and then pursue it. And, you know, over the years... Well, I had Pete Rose one time at the ballpark back in Kansas City, and Pete was, he'd been in a number of spots. I ended up calling one of the places he had been. They said, yeah, contact this guy, pay him $20,000, and he'll come over. And luckily, Charles was certainly not in that price range, but he basically was the same process, figured out that, who published his book, called them, and they set it up.
Was that Pete Rose experience a good one? Did it actually happen?
Pete Rose was fantastic. He did everything that I wanted him to do. We had a press conference, and he did exactly what he does. He almost got in a fist fight with a local reporter in Kansas City. It was precisely what I wanted. Then he went on the field and coached first base, threw out a first pitch, signed autographs, and was fantastic to the fan. He was fantastic. And the game was televised, so it was replayed over and over. And I got so much play out of Pete Rose, it was the best $20,000 I ever spent.
Well, again, tonight, Charles Ramsey has a book signing for that. Now, is he going to be there for a portion of the game? What's usually the time when people want to come and get a chance to kind of rub shoulders with him?
Yeah, the game starts at 7, so we'll have Charles on the field about 6:45 to throw out the first pitch. And then he'll be up at a table, and I imagine he'll be staying at least for an hour and a half. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to come up and say hello to him and thank him. And, we're introduce him to the crowd, and we hope that everybody will give him a nice rousing round of applause for what he did.
Again, that's going on tonight, the Crushers, tonight at the All-Pro Freight Stadium. Tomorrow's a Friday. That means fireworks are going on.
Right.
And then I see that on Saturday, good thing you don't have them on Friday, because as a pet, I know pets and fireworks don't always mix as well. But Saturday,
you got a
pet night. Talk about that.
Well, you can bring your pet to the ballpark. And we're saying pet because it's not just for dogs. It's for whatever pet you want. But if one of the girls in the office is saying, please put no snakes. But no, you can, if you got a snake, you got your snake on a leash, you can bring out the snake. The game's at 7 o'clock on Friday night. And, we'll have a kind of a pet parade and things like that. So it'll be a fun night.
Yeah, well, as you leave it for pets, they could bring their ferrets if they want, I suppose, or other animals.
I don't know if we want any, if you got a pet lion or a pet tiger or anything, but hey, that would be interesting. I'm sure if you can keep it on a leash.
Right, and don't sit out in the stands with a fishbowl, because you never know when a foul ball might be coming your way. So.
No, we don't. I don't know. Are they even considered pets? I guess they are. But whatever your pet may be, if you'd like to bring them out to a baseball game and see how they like the game, bring them on out Saturday night.
Bruce, this has you all over it.
Oh.
With four dogs? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Four dogs, sure.
I don't know if I can afford the tickets for all four pets for that. A race car day on Sunday. Obviously, a lot of NASCAR action happens on the weekend on Sundays as well. Talk about what's going on Sunday as well.
Well, we've got as I said yesterday, both teams are going to jump in race cars, and we're playing the game in cars. It'll be an interesting, interesting game. Although I think the city of Avon might have a problem with cars racing around the infield.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of the double play at second base if they're coming in.
Yeah, talk about taking out the runner. That would be interesting.
Exactly.
But no, we're going to have car displays. We're going to have trivia questions throughout the game. There are going to be some race cars on hand that you can kind of get interactive with. You know, get inside, see what it's all about to sit in a race car. We'll have those displayed all over the ballpark.
Rick, the Crushers have gone to 34-30 on the season. Are they kind of where you thought they'd be, or what are your thoughts on the team as they finish out the season?
You know, it's been number one. Let me say, Chris Mangiardo has done a fantastic job. He really has. Our manager, he's put together a ball club that features pitching and defense. And boy, can we pick it. I mean, we really can play defense, and we have one of the best bullpens I've ever seen, really. And so I know the tradition of the Crushers is to make an August push. We're all expecting that. One of the things about this season was this, that Andrew Davis, the perennial all-star for the Crushers, our legendary player, is coming off a really rough injury. He injured his elbow. And we've been kind of waiting for him to get back to full strength. I think we're there. And last night, Anderson Hidalgo hit a home run on top of the general admission area, on top of that hill and left. So the bats are starting to come alive now. We're hitting it a lot better. Normally, August is our best month, and I really see the Crushers making a heck of a run down the stretch. We're not far out of it. We're a couple games out of the wild card chase, and we're playing on the division leader this weekend, Evansville. So here we go. It's a fun time of baseball, the stretch run, and I think the Crushers are poised. I really like our shot at winning it all this year.
Well, we look forward to that. In August, a busy month, only three off days in the month of August, so a lot of baseball to be had throughout the Frontier League and also at All-Pro Freight Stadium. Again, Thunderbolts this tonight and tomorrow, and then you've got the Otters as well, for Saturday through Monday series. That's kind of an interesting
one. Really weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But hey, I want to say this. Next Saturday night, August 9th, we're going to have a Joe Charbonneau bobblehead night. And so I believe the first bobblehead of Joe ever. Of course, he's going to be on hand. But the first 1,000 through the gate, we're going to get a Joe Charbonneau bobblehead courtesy of Wyrus Aluminum. So I hope that people will come on out and show Joe a little, give him a little props for what he did for the tribe and get a bobblehead of Joe Charbonneau.
Yeah, he was a rookie of the year before the bobbleheads were the thing to do in Major League Baseball at that time.
Like way back.
Yeah, exactly.
Way before bobbleheads. I think bobbleheads were like late 90 kind of item.
Exactly. Well, our guest today, Rick Muntean, General Manager of Lakerie Crushers. You can go to lakeriecrushers.com to find out all about tickets. And again, tonight, Charles Ramsey will be there signing his book. It's Thunderbolt and the Crushers. Rick, thanks for sharing the bit of your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was great.